www.sport.nz.
Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great to have your company again this Wednesday afternoon. Hey, it's pretty awful out there, so I hope you're snuggled up somewhere. I say pretty awful out there, but it depends where you are to whether it's pretty awful out there. Anyway, it's hump day. So take 25, sit back, relax, pour yourself a cuppa, or maybe something even stronger. You're with Mariska and Irene, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
Too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures. Negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run, I was born for this.
With, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip, slip. Word upon your lip, lip. Let it let you rip, rip. Break me down and build me up. Whatever it's all.
Set up here being typical. Looking at my body feeling miserable. Always hanging on to the visual. I wanna be invisible. Looking at my ears like I'm out of dumb. Everybody needs to be a part of them. Never be enough on the prodigal son. I was born to run, I was born for this.
Whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip, slip. Word upon your lip, lip. Let it let you rip, rip. Break me down and build me up. Whatever it's all.
Hypothetical, working out of something that I'm proud of. Out of the box, an epoxy to the world and the vision we've lost. I'm an apostrophe. I'm just a symbol to remind you that there's more to see. I'm just a product of the system of catastrophe. And yet a masterpiece. And yet I'm half deceased. And when I am deceased, at least I go down to the grave and die happily. Leave the body of my soul to be a part of me. I'll do what it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Hey, you remember we were talking about the neighbours?
Last week. Yeah, okay. I had to get my brain into gear then.
Okay. Did you try? Did you go visit your neighbours?
Well, actually, I know all of our neighbours, and what we did when we moved, we're up a lane, so we're up a shared lane, but when we moved, actually, no, it didn't matter whether we're up a shared lane, because we did it before as well. When we moved in, all of the houses we've moved in, we've actually gone and said hello and introduced ourselves.
Did you get a response?
Yes, we did, actually. So all our neighbours know us, and on actually where we are now, our neighbours actually wrote down their phone number, and we swapped phone numbers.
Oh, well, that's way better than me. Of course, I live in the city and you live in the country. That might make a difference.
Yep.
But I've been in my place for 5 years now, and every year I will invite all my neighbours to come over for a barbecue. And the progress I have made is that I now get three of those five neighbours. I've got five neighbours around me. I now get three of them responding and saying, no, thank you. But
isn't
maybe next time. But it's taken me 5 years to even get to that.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you do know your neighbours, because when I popped round the other day to drop those eggs off that I forgot, I went to the wrong house.
Really?
Yes, I went to the one below you. Well, no, I went to the right house. I came up your driveway, but went to the wrong door, if you like.
Right.
And a young man answered the door, and I said, oh, I think I've got the wrong space. I'm after Irene. He said, yep, no, she's up there. So he knew exactly.
Oh, okay. I know who you went to.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, everybody knows me because I make sure that they all know me. And I will always say, good morning, Brian. Good morning, Karen, da-da-da, to them. So they all know me and they respond in a positive fashion, but they will not mix or, you know, it's I'm still kept at hand's length.
They won't. Interesting.
You know, even one of the neighbours that I can see from my kitchen window, so I know exactly what's going on in the house all the time. It's really, I feel like a peeping Tom sometimes. But they have this gorgeous dog that they take for a walk every day. And, of course, you know me with my sport, and I'm often out there, and I've said to her, look, whenever you want me to take Bobby for a walk, I'm more than happy to do so, but no, it's never.
Yeah, funny how we go, eh? I suppose it's that privacy, but that's kind of privacy. I know you, but I'm going to keep you at arm's length. I would help you, no problem, but I'm still going to keep you at arm's length, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, it's interesting how society's changed, and I'm not sure that's a change for the best. Talking about peeping Tom windows and things. Interestingly enough, we're about to do a renovation. So we're about to put an ensuite bathroom upstairs. And I want windows. And the architect kind of goes, people might see you if they're coming down the drive. And I'm like, I don't care. But we're also out in the country. So as you said before, people don't come down our drive that often. But I thought, isn't that interesting? It was a very town or city comment.
Response,
God, people might see you, you know. And I thought, yeah.
Well, good luck to them.
Yeah, exactly. They'll soon be turning around and hightailing it out of there if they did see us. Hey, that might be a good burglar deterrent.
naked photos of you all around the house?
Certainly if they drove down and saw me, they'd go, oh, God, we're getting out of here. Yeah.
I wouldn't advise it if I was you. I would stay right away from that. But having a nice open window overlooking your beautiful farm and section and everything and being able to see the birds and the bees, then, yeah, I think that'd be fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think there'd be nothing better than sitting on the toilet looking over the garden.
Can you keep it clean, please?
Oh, dear. Yeah, no, so interesting process now going through kind of renovations and things. And I suppose for me it's quite lucky because we don't have neighbours to contend with. It must be a nightmare in town.
Well, the thing that's interesting me with your comments with us is that you're getting somebody else to do it. You and Jeff have done so much around your place.
Yeah, I don't think we can build an ensuite. It has to go through the roof. So, yeah, probably a little bit beyond us.
Outside your
scope. Hey, we'd probably give it a go, but no. Needs consent and stuff like that. Yeah.
So how long's that process taking, getting consent and all that sort of thing?
Wow, we haven't even got to that. We're just doing the drawings and stuff. Consent, yes, good question. Apparently, with the Auckland Council, I don't know about the other councils around New Zealand, but they get 30 days to respond. Now, what I have heard, and of course this could just be rumour, grapevine, they leave it to the last day and then they say to you, we need all of these other questions answering. Mm. So that gives them another 4 weeks, and so how they spread the load. So, yeah, who knows? But we will keep coming back to this topic and let's see how it goes.
Because I have been told over and over and over again so many times by people that it's taken them anything up to 18 months.
Crazy.
Just trying to get through the red tape to be able to start the project.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that to me is ludicrous. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm. And I don't know whether they have a department for renovations and new builds. Who knows? New builds are probably a lot easier because it's just, well, people submit drawings and there it is, but maybe renovations are the ones that are a little bit more tricky.
Right. So what do you think of our mayoral options?
Oh, gosh. Well, if you're in Auckland, who are our options? Gough and Tamariri?
That's about it.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen anybody else come out. What happened to that young girl?
I don't know. I haven't seen anybody else except those two, and I go, right, this is it? It's the whole of Auckland? This is our options?
Do you know, isn't that funny? I can't even remember her name, but I can see her face. And she tried last time round.
Okay.
She was that very young girl, about 19 or something. Very well spoken.
That would be great. I wonder, are you sure she was going for the mayoral?
Yes. Yeah. I say that, don't I? Yes. Very, very sure of myself here. Gosh, I wish I could remember her name. She was extremely well spoken and she will become a politician. Oh, I'll maybe have to look that up. But you're right. Okay, we've got to...
I'd love to see some young ones coming through like that. It'd be awesome. And they need to get the experience, you know, being on councils, city councils and things before they become politicians, as far as I'm concerned.
Do they? Is that our problem?
I don't think there's enough training going on with anything in any aspect, you know. Everybody's sort of leapfrogging over everything to get to the top. And when they get there, they just collect the good money and don't know how to manage the place or look after the staff they've got under them.
That's true, but also do we go with all that baggage as we teach them all this crap that goes on in politics? Would it be nice to come, I don't know, I'm just kind of throwing it out there, would it be nice to have someone that comes in fresh to go, actually this is how it should work, this is how it's going to work, which all of these other ones say, and then it just doesn't happen because there's too much politics.
Yeah.
And they know how to play the politics.
I totally agree with that. But what I'm saying is if you're a member of a council beforehand, then you get to at least learn how to manage people, learn the various different problems that arise with making a decision, that sometimes you can only see the obvious answers to the decision and you don't realise all these other things that come up. Which usually are petty, stupid PC things that don't need to come up and can be tossed down the drain. I mean, if we got young ones in that were getting rid of all that garbage that we've built around every single decision-making thing that goes on, wouldn't that be awesome?
Be fantastic, wouldn't it? Just wouldn't it be fantastic?
Getting down the grassroots of the problem and getting the problem fixed without a million other little things coming into it.
And isn't it interesting how we all know the answers, you know, us there, and you kind of think, oh, for goodness sake, can you not do this? And I know, it seems so logical to us, and we always kind of go, why can they not see this? Yeah. So what are all those other things that are actually stopping it, which we don't know about?
And there are 101 little PC things that, you know, our minds just don't go to because it's just not common sense, you know? Give me some common sense. Oh, why can't we have 100 Tim Shadbolts?
Oh, yeah, he's done well. Old Tim, eh?
I love him.
God, if you remember years and years back when he was the mayor of Waitakere, and he got done for, what did he get done for towing the concrete mixer behind his mayoral car?
He'll do anything to get attention.
Just, I mean, when you think back, but I think he's done absolute wonders for Invercargill. You never heard about Invercargill before he got down there, really. And he's just got the planes going down there, the direct flights.
He is such a brilliant man. He really is. And everybody down in Invercargill just loves him. Tim's going to die in that job. Nobody's ever going to vote another mayor. And I can tell you, I remember him. This is how old I am. I remember him from University of Waikato days when he formed the McGillicuddy, that's how you say it, McGillicuddy clan. And these guys used to turn up with their kilts and their paper mache swords and have these mock Scots battles around the grounds with no knickers on under their kilts. They would do it on purpose. They were hilarious. They used to cause me so much trouble, but they were so much fun. They were absolutely hilarious. And when I say they used to cause me so much trouble, it wasn't really anything that they did. It was just all the other, you know, petty little people around them who were saying, well, I saw his little private parts jumping out for it. He was doing that. Yeah, I mean, it was just, and they'd do it all around the university grounds, and my security guards would be running everywhere. And he was brilliant. He was absolutely brilliant. I can't remember whether he actually went to the Waikato University or he was doing that when he came up to do some, you know, joint university sports thing or something. I think he was actually at the Waikato University for a short period of time. Yeah.
That's just hilarious.
But that's what I remember him from. And when I first saw him getting into politics and, you know, Waitakere's and that, I thought, oh, this isn't going to last because I knew him when he was a young lad jumping around doing all these weird and wonderful things. Well, look at him. He's brilliant. Yeah. He's brilliant.
And if you remember, I don't know, it was a couple of weekends ago now when the whole Air New Zealand, you know, direct flight to Invercargill kind of came up, and I could just imagine him and Shane Jones and the Air New Zealand guys sitting on the plane. Yeah, rather interesting conversation that would have been.
Yes, it would have particularly, Tim and Shane Jones, well, I tell you what, it worked because there is an awful lot of money being poured into Invercargill to rebuild.
Yeah.
And what better? I mean, it's one of New Zealand's top tourist destinations, so I think it's very worthwhile.
Right. I'm just going to hold you there. We're going to have some music, but I'm going to come back, Irene, because I'm going to give you a little moment to think about this. What is down in Invercargill that we all want to get on that flight and go down there? I'll just give you a moment to think about it. We'll be back very shortly.
You must think that I'm stupid. You must think that I'm a fool. You must think that I'm new to this, but I have seen this all before. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me, 'cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you, in case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye. Too good at goodbye. I know you're thinking I'm heartless. I know you're thinking I'm cold. I'm just protecting my innocence. I'm just protecting my soul. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me, 'cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you, in case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
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 The way that you see me cry.
I'm way too good at goodbye. Every time you hurt me, the less that I cry.
what is true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
Now then, Irene.
Hello.
You say that there's loads of tourist things to do down in Invercargill. Now, have you ever been to Invercargill?
Never.
Okay, so name all of these great things that you've heard of then.
Don't you fly a lot overseas and see all the photos and that when they're advertising New Zealand? And there's so many wonderful, beautiful old buildings and things down there and lots of snow and I don't know. What, have you been to Invercargill?
I have, actually. I used to work just out of Invercargill, actually.
So tell
in
us.
My,
tell
in
us.
My young day. God, that was many, many, many moons ago. But I suppose it is one of the last cities in the south and is that kind of connector through to Stewart Island and Te Anau and Wanaka and all of that. So it's, I suppose it's that kind of business, the biggest business hub down there. And I don't know if it'd be Southland, yes, because well, then the, oh, I suppose those other ones might be actually in Otago. Who knows where the geographical line is, though. But, yeah, you're right. There are some beautiful old buildings down there and some really, really interesting landscapes. Quite rugged landscapes, and you've got the Catlins that you go through.
Well, there you go. You've just answered the question. I mean, I've been down to Queenstown many times, and I've gone all around Queenstown and further south and all through Cromwell and Alexandra and all over those places, but never, ever done as far as Invercargill. It's not something that I didn't want to do. It's just something that I've never got around to doing. And, of course, a lot of New Zealand, I say, like, I really want to drive that west coast. Mm. But I want to do that when I can't go overseas anymore. So I'm sort of going, well, when I get really old and I can't afford to travel anymore, I might, you know, just catch up on doing New Zealand. And then I'm going, oh, maybe I won't have the ability to handle that sort of rough terrain then. So maybe I will get my bum into gear and do it now.
Yeah, maybe just, yeah, because it's a very different landscape. Well, as you know, as you've been down there, very different landscapes down there. And, yeah, to go on a wee road trip, actually, through the South Island is actually quite nice because, obviously, there's not as much traffic around as well and just some stunning, stunning scenery down there. I think we're going to have to get you on one of those direct flights down to Invercargill.
What are all those people doing that are going down there? Because the plane is booked up for, there's something like 20,000 plus bookings being made.
Well, they're probably going to go and see all those tourist things that you talked about that you don't even know exist. Hey, I'll tell you what, we'll put some of those great places that you can go if you do take a direct flight down to Invercargill, what you can see down there. We'll post it up on our Facebook page. And if you do head down there, do let us know what you saw and let's inform Irene, actually, all the greatness down at Invercargill that she doesn't know about,
what
but
I'm
professors is plenty down there. And we'll see you guys at the same place, same time next week.
Be a lover, then a fighter. 'Cause all my life I've been fighting. Never felt a feeling of comfort. All this time I've been hiding, and I never had someone to come on. Oh, nah, I'm so used to shit. Love only left me alone, but I'm at one with the silence. I found peace in your vibes. Can't show me there's no point in trying. I'm at one, and I've been quiet for too long. I found peace in your vibes. Can't show me there's no point in trying. I'm at one, and I've been silent for too long. Can't show me there's no point in trying. need a savior, savior. I'm not asking for favors. My whole life I feel like a burden. I think too much and I hate it. I'm so used to being in the wrong. I'm tired of caring. Loving never gave me a home. So I sit here in the silence. I found peace in your vibes. Can't show me there's no point in trying. I'm at one. And